from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Ay, 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 ay. New Crystal's Vintage Whitewash. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Ay, 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 ay.
New Crystal's Vintage Whitewash.
Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Episode number 117. And now, the inventor of Crystal's Vintage Whitewash, here's Brian Michael Page. Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbiani Smikaelis Pagina. We are in the second week of Ordinary Time. We are in Septuagesima week for those who are celebrating the extraordinary form. And we are in our 117th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, that half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. As you just heard a few moments ago, I think we finally got a jingle for our new laundry detergent. Helping me sing the new jingle was my son, Brian Robert Page, and his good buddy, Kenny Special Man Souza. And yes, Special Man is his self-proclaimed nickname. Now we just have to design the box. And I think this calls for a new challenge. Okay, here it is. Design me a box of Crystal's Vintage Whitewash. Send it to bpage69@yahoo.com to my attention, along with your name, email address, and URL to either your blog or podcast. Best design wins a PDF copy of my four organ variations that I wrote in 2004 on the Mode 7 Asperges May. These are organ variations on the Mode 7 Asperges May. This will be in the form of an attachment, so your email will need to support attachments. And you'll need something to read the PDF with, like Acrobat Reader. Well, I think they now call it Adobe Reader. And you'll also get mention of your blog or podcast on our show. Please send your design in the following formats: BMP, JPG, TIF, GIF, or PDF. You can either embed the image into the email or attach it. The deadline will be Sunday, February 17th, 2008. That's the second Sunday of Lent at 11:59 p.m. Design me a box of Crystal's Vintage Whitewash, and we'll send you four organ variations of Asperges May to wash away the sins. Enter and win. Last week, we started our brand spanking new white list, and today we will continue on it. But first, let's pay our visit to the Jungle Screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, Jungle Screechers. Let's take a look at our feast this week. We've got a nice busy week, second week of Ordinary Time, but it's also Septuagesima week in the extraordinary form. So we'll start with Monday, January 21st, in the extraordinary form, third class, Saints Fabian and Sebastian. And in the ordinary form, Memorial St. Agnes. Tuesday the 22nd, in the extraordinary form, third class, Saints Vincent and Anastasius. In the ordinary form, we have two optionals, St. Vincent, and also the day of penance to end abortion. Wednesday the 23rd, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Raymond of Peñafort, and a commemoration of St. Emerenciana. In the ordinary form, the only one of the week, Feria. Thursday the 24th, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Timothy. In the ordinary form, Memorial, St. Francis de Sales. Friday the 25th, in the extraordinary form, St. Paul the Apostle, with a commemoration, St. Peter the Apostle. In the ordinary form, the feast, St. Paul the Apostle, actually known in this form of the Mass as the Conversion of St. Paul. Saturday the 26th, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Polycarp, in the ordinary form, Memorial, Saints Timothy and Titus. And finally, Sunday the 27th, in the extraordinary form, Sexagesima Sunday, and in the ordinary form, the third Sunday of Ordinary Time. Don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great feasts and saints.
Christos Vincit Semi-Live on I-95.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Semi-Live. I'm Brian Michael Page, your chauffeur. Today's trip takes us to two churches in two cities, both connected by Interstate 95. Our first stop will be at Blessed Sacrament Church in Providence, where I subbed once again for the 8:30 and 10:30 Masses in the ordinary form for the second Sunday of Ordinary Time. Now, the usual disclaimer applies here. I did not select the music played. Now, the opening hymn was this little classic.
And
you just heard our opening hymn, Praise the Lord, O Heavens Adore Him. And this one using the tune Heiferdahl. The text comes from what's called the Foundling Hospital Collection. The psalm of the day, well, we went with the seasonal psalm. Psalm 63 with My Soul is Thirsting to You, O Lord My God. Set to music by Angelo Della Picca. And this comes from the 1975 edition People's Mass Book. The Alleluia was the Mode 6 Alleluia. The Offertory, O Holy Spirit, come to us. I would have played this as a Catholic Lost 45, but the text is copyrighted by World Library Publications. The text is by Melvin Farrell. The tune, Talus' Ordinal, sometimes known as the Sixth Tune, by Thomas Talus. Liturgy of the Eucharist, no change of pace. The Sanctus, People's Mass, Memorial Acclamation, Christ Has Died, Danish. The Amen, of course, Danish. And the Agnus Dei from People's Mass. Communion, Spirit of God by Lucian Dice. And is our recessional hymn. Have On Jordan's Bank, The Baptist Cry. Text by Charles Coffin, translated by John Chandler, the tune Winchester New. Now we're going to take you on a little journey to St. Leo the Great Church in nearby Pawtucket, just a little ways up north, up I-95, where I played the 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon Mass in the extraordinary form for Septuagesima Sunday. This was a low Mass, and yes, I did select the music played for this Mass. By the way, we had an unexpected guest join us to sing at this Mass, none other than Richard Schoenack of the Catholic Light blog. I'll leave a link to his blog in the show notes, by the way. Our processional hymn for that Mass was The Kingdom of God, text by Bryn Rees, and the tune Laudate Dominum by Charles Hubert Hastings Parry. And now here's our offertory.
Oh,
Now you have Oesca Viatorum, the tune by Johann Michael Haydn. And now, here's our communion. Ave Verum Corpus by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And yes, that is three of us singing, by the way. Rich and I both on bass. Valerie Mayette, the music director, on soprano. And now, finally, here's our closing hymn.
Oh,
those hymns that just about every Catholic should know. Holy God, we praise thy name. Or the German, Große Gott, wir loben dich. Ignaz Franz, writing the original German, translated by Clarence Walworth. The music comes originally from a Viennese hymnal dating back to 1774. Now, before we get off the road, I'm going to play one last piece. We're going to go back to Blessed Sacrament, and we're going to let you hear this lovely little impromptu ripoff that I did as a prelude on the tune Heifradal.
Don't do this at church.
Ay, 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 ay. Here, oh, here I am, Lord.
And don't forget those votes, reviews, and feedback at Podcast Tally, Dig, iTunes, email, or on our message boards. You can find the link in the main page under Crystal's Vintage Anywhere Interactive Corner. Last week, we finished part 3 of our white list of Gather Comprehensive 2nd Edition, published by GIA Publications, released in 2004. We last left off with Good Friday, and today we're going to start with the Easter section of that same hymnal and move on for a bit. Here we are in the Easter section. Our white list begins with 439. Christ the Lord is risen today, with the Alleluias set to the tune Lullenfair. 440, a favorite of mine. It's a traditional American tune. Alleluia, Alleluia, let the holy anthem rise. Here's one that's fairly new, but it's actually quite nice. Earth, earth, awake, your praises sing. And again, this is with Alleluias. This is actually a long meter with Alleluias at the end of each line. The tune is Sturmfle, which is actually named after the author, and is written by Sally Ann Morris. 442, Sing With All the Saints in Glory, set to the tune Hymn to Joy. Of course, I still prefer Sing With All the Sons of Glory. 444, sequence for Easter, and this is in English and in Latin. 445, On the Journey to Emmaus. This actually reflects one of the gospel readings for the third Sunday of Easter, and this is set to the Irish tune Colum Sil. Colum Sil is actually Domnach Trianidi, with some of the notes slurred. 446, of course, O Sons and Daughters. 448, Come Ye Faithful, Raise the Strain, Gaudeamus Pariter. 454, I Know That My Redeemer Lives, the tune Duke Street. 455, Surrexit Christus, Alleluia, Taizé, Jacques Berthier. 456, Now the Green Blade Rises, another one I really like. This is the tune Noël Nouvelet that you usually hear with Sing We Now of Christmas. 457, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. 458, This is the Feast of Victory for Our God, the Festival Canticle by Richard Hillert. 459, The Strife is O'er, the Battle Done. That's a must. That one is Palestrina. 460, Be Joyful, Mary, Heavenly Queen, a paraphrase of the Regina Caeli. 461, That Easter Day with Joy was Bright. This is the tune Pue Nobis. 463, At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing. Now we go into the Ascension section here. 466, Lord, You Give the Great Commission. 467, A Hymn of Glory Let Us Sing, Last Un Se Freuen. 468, Hail the Day That Sees Him Rise, Lullenfair. 469, Go to the World. It's a fairly new text, but this is set to Sine Nomine, which is usually used for all the saints. Now the Pentecost section here, 470, the Pentecost sequence, although this is in English, this is Peter Scagnelli's translation. Of course, Peter Scagnelli was once a priest of the Diocese of Providence. 471, Come Down, O Love Divine. That's a must, especially with that Down Empty tune by Vaughan Williams. 472, Come Holy Ghost. Yes, I said Come Holy Ghost and not One Spirit, One Church. 474, Veni Creator Spiritus. 475, next to it, a translation thereof, O Holy Spirit, by whose breath. And this is a somewhat metrical setting of that same tune. Now to the Trinity section. 483, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord God Almighty, a must. 485, O God Almighty Father. 486, Come Thou Almighty King. 488, How Wonderful the Three in One. Now for Christ the King, Crown Him with Many Crowns, which is 489. That's a must. 490, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. This is the tune Diadem, which is 1902, anyways. And it's a nice tune, although I think more congregations would probably know Coronation. 491, Christ is the King, O Friends Rejoice. The tune Gelob Sei Gott. 492, To Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King. That's a must. 493, Rejoice, the Lord is King, Darwell's 148th. And that pretty much takes care of the liturgical seasonal sections. Now we're going to go into the topical sections, and we're going to start a few of these sections here. I'm going to try not to go too far, but I'm going to do complete sections if I can help it. Okay, tell it out with gladness. This is set to the tune Hymn to Joy. It's written by Georgia Harkness. And now the praise section here. 519, Holy God, we praise thy name. 520, joyful, joyful, we adore you. For the bulk of the text, anyways, I'd still much rather have joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Why they ever changed that is beyond me, besides foolishness. 522, this lovely little Magnificat from Taizé. And all those times we had done that Magnificat when I was working at Holy Ghost, we had done a Magnificat that came out of a Croatian book, had a lot of stuff in Latin, some stuff in English, and some stuff in Croatia. I'm guessing it was from Medjugorje. My pastor, well, my now former pastor, was down there often. And this particular Magnificat, 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 I used to think it was basically just one of those things the Croatians did. And I'm looking here, and this is actually from Taizé, believe it or not. Oh, 1978. Little did I realize. I got it from the Croatian source. Never had any credits. Still a nice little piece. 523, All Creatures of Our God and King. Of course, lost one, say a Freudian. 525, You, Lord, are both Lamb and Shepherd. This is set to Picardy here. One of the previous books, I think it was Ritual Song, another GIA hymnal, had that same text set to Westminster Abbey, which is really nice also. It was known as the Christus Paradox. 528, another Taizé piece, Laudate Dominum. Very short little chorus there. 531, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. That's a must. That's the tune Lauda Anima. 536, another must, Praise to the Lord the Almighty. 541, Sing a New Song to the Lord. This is the text by Timothy Dudley Smith and set to the tune Cantate Domino by David G. Wilson. Later hymnals are now realizing the tune name as Onslow Square, by the way. 542, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence. And now, finally, we're going to go to the Thanksgiving section. 545, Now Thank We All Our God. 547, Father, we thank thee who has planted, Rende à Dieu, from Bourgeois. 548, For the Beauty of the Earth, to the tune Dix. 549, We Gather Together. 541, Let All Things Now Living, and that's the Ash Grove. 552, Come Ye Thankful People Come, and that one is St. George's Windsor. On our next show, we're going to continue our whitelist coverage with the prayer and petition section. And now, here is some pod-safe music from Lynn Bro.
For the word of the Lord is true, so So sing to God a new song. His works are done in faithfulness. He loves to see justice done. He fills the earth with his goodness. So sing to God a new song. Happy the people whose God is the Lord. Happy the people so blessed. The people he chose for his very own. Praise him one age to the next. Happy the people whose God is the Lord. Happy the people so blessed. The people he chose for his very own. Praise him one age to the next. By the word of the Lord, all the heavens were made. And he gave the breath of life to the heavenly hosts. For he spoke and it was made to be. He commanded and it stood in place. Let us praise the Lord's name, for by his word we were made. Happy the people whose God is the Lord. Happy the people so blessed. The people he chose for his very own. Praise him one age to the next. Happy the people whose God is the Lord. Happy the people so blessed. The people he chose for his very own. Praise him one age to the next. Praise the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels, praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon, praise him, all stars of light. Let them praise the name of the Lord. Sing to him a new song. Happy the people whose God is the Lord. Happy the people so blessed. The people he chose for his very own. Praise him one age to the next. Happy the people whose God is the Lord. Happy the people so blessed. Chose for his very own. Praise him one age to the next.
And there you have Lynn Bro and his merry band doing Happy the People, based on Psalm 33. I have to admit, when I first heard this song, I thought I was hearing Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass in the background. That's a good thing, by the way. I've appreciated Herb Alpert's music for quite some time. You can check out his site, www.hishouseband.com. We'll leave a link in the show notes for you anyways. Lynn Bro, courtesy of podsafemusic.podshow.com. The following is an encore edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, taken from Episode 6, broadcast on January 11th, 2006. Enjoy.
And now, time for The Good, the Bad, and... The Ugly. Today's episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by the book Why Catholics Can't Sing by Dr. Thomas Day, who is a music professor at Salve Regina University in Newport, Rhode Island. Here you can learn about the famous loudmouth cantor Mr. Caruso and what Here I Am, Lord really sounds like. Dr. Day is blunt and right to the point. Ask your library or bookstore about Why Catholics Can't Sing, The Culture of Catholicism, and The Triumph of Bad Taste. And don't forget to check out his sequel on church artwork, Where Have You Gone, Michelangelo? Today's episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is based on a chapter in Dr. Day's book, Why Catholics Can't Sing. Here we go.
The Good.
The setting of Here I Am, Lord, as found as the responsorial psalm setting for the second Sunday of Ordinary Time in Worship 3rd Edition. Antiphon music by Richard Prue, verse music by Père Joseph Gélineau. the Bad. Here I am, lured by Dan Schutte of St. Louis Jesuits fame.
The Ugly.
The Brady Bunch theme, sung by your local choir. Or the Schutte Here I Am, Lord, sung by the Brady Bunch kids. Pick one, they sound alike.
Crystal's Vintage.
Ready.
Don't do this at church.
Ay, 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 ay.
Ecce ego domine.
Just a friendly reminder, nominations and voting for the 2008 Blogger's Choice Awards are underway. Just like last year, Christos Vinci the Blog has been nominated for the Best Religion Blog category, and Christos Vinci Anywhere has been nominated for the Best Podcast category. Links are in today's show notes. I want to thank you for joining me in today's music-laden show. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere or Crystal's Vintage TV. I'm going to leave you, by the way, with an organ work called Rigodon, written by Andre Campra. This is a postlude that I played on the Aeolian Skinner organ at Blessed Sacrament Church in Providence, Rhode Island at Mass yesterday. I had actually found this in a book called The Biggs Book of Shorter Organ Pieces, compiled and edited by E. Power Biggs. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. 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 Anywhere.
Crystal's Vintage Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and...
Oh, yeah,
the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere.
Made on a crappy PC.